Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Deep Thought is about to speak.
Good evening.
Good evening.
To you in living color on NBC.
Thank you.
And now, live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme. Good evening and welcome to Possum Hour, sponsored by the National Beat Council. Hope y'all had a great week and that your week ahead is full of promise, blah, 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 blah. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of pepperoni pizza in a tube and new honey nut sauerkraut. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. Listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. You're listening to us now, Itty Mow. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Brinkley's Matchbook Collection. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., it's Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, astronomer Vincent Gastric Bypass, who he studies Uranus. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster details his plans for world world conquest. It's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting right here on Earth. All right. Well, where did that part already? Okay. I lost my cue. Well, that's not good. Golly. Well, the phone lines be open in just a few minutes. Here we go.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Okay, Danny, you get the stick, you get your Alpo. That's a pretty good deal. Danny's a 14-year-old Alpo dog. That's like 98 to you and me.
Oh, yeah, you're beautiful.
You know, Alpo's helped keep him healthy and happy for 14 years. Meat is a dog's natural food, and Alpo Beef Chunks Dinner has lots of meat. Alpo's all a dog ever needs to eat. Maybe Danny's been around so long because Alpo's been around so long. Huh? What do you say, Danny?
Hello? You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Possum Hour says, suck it!
There she is.
Woo!
Yeah, she's baby. In the audience today.
Oh, tonight. Sweet. Hello, yeah. Reverend Wisey.
She showed up for the Ford Appreciation Show.
Yep.
Ah, what a blow, what a blow.
Yep.
Our pal. He will be missed.
Everybody says that, but it's, we all know how true it is in this situation.
Oh.
He will be missed.
Oh, man. Nobody didn't like him. He's a good
nope.
dude. Good dude. I always, every time we private message a lot, and I was always kind of like careful to get my spelling right and sentence construction. Because he was a writer, you know, and he
yep,
wrote very
yep.
well. And
yes, he did.
I always brought my A game when I wrote to Ford. Anyway, Epstein's mother says she's gonna miss him too. So we'll have to
there you go,
away, man. So, anyways, everything tonight was posted by Ford at one point or another.
Oh, beauty.
So there you go. So, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I had a pretty decent weekend. Nothing big. Usual. Selling cars.
My Pirates are 5-0.
Went to my brother's birthday party. His 70th birthday party. That was fun.
I seen the pictures, man. You look good.
Hey, thank you.
Looking good, man.
Can't tell how skinny I am, huh?
Yeah, wow. I was never that skinny. Ever. Anyways, yeah, so my Pirates won 5 in a row, first 5 games. Beauty.
Okay, there you go.
Had a doubleheader Sunday, or Saturday. Little kid asks me, he says, do you have your own YouTube channel?
Yeah.
I should, man, you know.
Yeah.
And the people are
yeah.
making big money on there.
They are, they are. These drawings on YouTube.
Yeah, you got to have something you can copyright yourself. That's the problem.
Uh-huh. Well, okay.
But I mean, you know, like I if I could hook up some kind of deal where they're, you know, it shows me drawing the thing and
yeah, people are making money off of that, man.
Make a few bucks on the side.
Yeah.
So I told you I was growing a beard out, right? And I kind of tried it for Ernest Hemingway, right?
Yeah.
Turned out looking more like Wishbone from Rawhide. But hey. you do what
I'm
you
all right.
can. You know, you do what you can. To each to his own, you know,
uh-huh.
whatever, skills.
Like I said, man, as soon as I start putting on weight, I'm going for that Dave Letterman.
I'm liking it. I'm not going to let it get
in the hospital.
I'm not going to let it get real bushy, though. I'm going to keep it trimmed.
Yeah.
Kind of business-like.
Yeah. And no ZZ Top-ish.
Yeah, none of that. My son, my younger son, he just lets it grow.
Uh-huh.
And it's just this long, scraggly, hideous-looking thing, man, on his chin. Living up to his bohemian roots, I suppose.
rock on.
Oh, anyway, we'll blow something up here.
Okay.
I couldn't think of one that Ford had specifically suggested. So I picked this one at random. From a couple years ago.
Very good.
Our pal, Richard Harris. I don't know why he's our pal. He is our pal.
Yeah, why not?
He's a pal.
A drunken
legend. Someone left the cake out in the rain, man. There you have it. All right, go.
Isn't it a beauty? Genuine import. Smell the ocean. And it's 200% wool.
200%.
Yeah, these sheep led a double life.
Yes, sir.
And I'll just throw them right in there.
Yeah, I don't want
right
you.
Right will right you? Hey, yeah. Mr. Hall, who's the real reason? Yes, Mr. Hall. Yes, Mr. Hall. Yes, Mr. Hall. Yes, we do have a very good chimney. Well, first, yes. Science is the biggest universe, so it. And Sir Bob, you know, you're not going to do it. Yes, Mr. Hall, for that. And Sir Bob, you know, just be a boy. Well, Mr. Hall, let's see you. Those guys must see me now. Let me know.
spring was never waiting for us girls. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance.
I don't want a coat. I don't want a coat. I don't want a coat.
Oh, he don't want a coat.
Between the parted pages, and we're pressed in rough, fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants.
What he wants is a pair of our slick slacks.
You tell me the man wants slacks. Get him slacks. Go ahead.
This part is melting in the dark. All the sweet ice flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it.
Cold.
And I never have that recipe again.
Idea.
I'm sorry you stepped into me.
Minus four, minus three, minus two, minus one. Blast off! When you hear the number whistle, you gotta roll and rock. When you hear the knuckle whistle, you gotta roll and rock. Come on, baby, everyone doing the bam-bam. Well, you gotta feel that speed. Oh, man, it sure is neat. It's got me tapping my feet all up and down the street. That's the stuff I eat, that wonderful A-bam-beat. When you hear the knuckle whistle, you gotta roll and rock. Well, baby, when you hear the knuckle whistle, you gotta roll and rock. Come on, baby, everyone's doing the air bomb bomb. You gotta roll and rock. When you hear the knuckle whistle, you gotta roll and rock. Come on, baby, everyone's doing the air bomb bomb.
Lovely Reverend Wendy said it's been like 20 years since we've all known, been friends with Ford and stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah. That, yeah.
Almost 20 years. You were my original MySpace pal.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought Ford was before that.
Ford was, yeah, because Ford I met on that music page, so that was like a year into it.
Yeah,
it was him and a girl that had a Sarah Palin icon. And she was nuts, that lady. Can't remember what her name was, but she was out there. And Ford was the Phantom from the Fringe.
Yeah.
Or the Phantom of the Fringe. I can't remember.
Yeah, of.
Of? Phantom of the Fringe. Applecheek says, well, you and I will have a lot more to do without Ford.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, he was.
Uh-huh. I got to start sending you more shit, man. I was relying on Ford.
Well, he'd always make sure to listen, download the show and listen to
yeah.
it. Give me a
critique.
The last one he listened to, he liked the news.
Yeah.
He was on, I don't know if you guys remember this, but he was on Trek After Dark one time he called in. We actually heard his voice.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, I know. You never missed one of those.
Yeah.
That was like almost 20 years ago, so it's hard to remember.
I didn't know his daughter was Sci-Fi Girl.
Yeah, I didn't make that connection either.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty cool. Interesting.
I sent her a note. You know, just...
Yeah?
Okay. He's lost. Huge. And I miss him already.
Oh, yeah.
Do I still have that recording? I don't know if it's still up. They started erasing old Blog Talk shows. So I don't know how Treks are holding up. It was the big topic conversation on there was always role playing.
Yeah.
And then, oh man, some of those were boring. Those role playing things, like the people calling and talking about, oh, this is my story's going to be like this. How did I find out he passed? Apple Cheeks asked. His daughter posted in the Eminence Front Radio page. And somebody shared that on the Dead Possum Pool of all places.
I didn't notice that until like late at night. I wasn't on my gym crack that whole day.
Yeah. Lynn had a sexy voice, says Reverend Lynn. Yes, she did.
She sure did.
She's a cutie.
She didn't profanity, though. Did not like profanity.
No, man. I had to keep it clean.
You tried.
That's what led to the Bob Sagetts and all that stuff.
Yeah, there you go. That's what made the Hume Cronin remark so funny.
I know.
That knocked me off my chair, man. I swear I never laughed so hard when he said that.
That was so filthy.
All those innuendos he was saying, he just came right out with that. That was great. That was fucking poetry.
Yeah. The crackhead Hokey Pokey. That was that wrestler Chyna had a video out where she got all wasted.
Yeah. We had to look that one up. It's on the YouTube.
Oh. Yeah, Ford. I think Ford would like being posted in the Dead Possum Pool.
He would appreciate that. Yeah.
He's the biggest participant, I think. Posting the bring out your dad. Anyway, get some roll call music here. The old fashioned roll call.
Yes, Possum Lounge.
There they are, the Possum Lounge. Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
Yes, indeedy. Thank you for coming. Dr. Cake is here. Wouldn't be shit without Dr. Cake.
Damn,
he wasn't feeling well. Let's all send her positive waves.
Oh, yeah.
Feel better. Told
you're on.
The aforementioned Ford Prefect has a permanent note from Epstein's mother.
There you go.
So, we will miss him. G.T. Trent is here.
G.T. Trent.
Dr. Cake says she's hacking up a lung. Oh, I'm drinking a Don Hollinger.
Oh, okay. Bourbon and squirt?
No, I switched it. Now it's a gin and tonic and squirt.
There you go.
Because I was gonna do a bourbon and squirt, but I ended up drinking half the squirt already. I didn't have any lemon juice for the gin and tonics. So I figured a squirt will work.
There you go. Improvise.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake. Hacking up along. Hacking up along. GTO, strongest man on the internet.
Damn,
he's here.
Skippy.
He's getting his glasses Wednesday.
All right.
I got to go this week. I was going to go last week, but the brakes on the car. Cheap.
Okay. I got to go before I go blind.
They don't like a fat rat Saturday, so I paid for the brakes. That's nice. It's always nice when that happens, you know.
All right.
Make that money right back, and you go, all right, move on. On to the next thing. And the lovely Reverend Wendy is here.
Reverend Wendy. Yeah.
You got that, the picture with the bangs in the chat room.
Sweet.
Professor R.J. Gumby doesn't actually come physically to the chat room anymore. He hovers above.
Lost it.
In his flap doodle. Twin engine Lion Duesenberg.
Watching from above.
And I also wanted to mention our old pal Ope is not here.
Oh.
He's spending evening out with the busses.
Ah, nice.
They're taking in Mandy Patinkin. So,
some
operatic singing and whatnot. I mean,
damn good voice that cat has.
Yeah, so that I bet you that's fun. He's having some fun. So good for him.
Yeah.
And there they go. Because, you know, the kids, they need to get out once in a while. Get away.
Yeah, there you go. Get some culture.
Night out,
a little
date night there, you know, smooching on the way home or something. I don't know. Anyway. There they are. The Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge. With your super host, Commodore Decker.
I forgot to hit the thing.
As the Beaver.
Now I blew it.
I even wrote down
it.
My line because I wrote it last time.
I blew it, man. I don't. Oh, well. I have no idea where the cue is now. I'm lost. That threw me off, man. Gee willikers, man.
Where's the beef?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Where's the fucking beef? All right. I'm back at the top. I'm missing the whole thing, man.
Okay.
Bear with me.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Past boner hose.
I don't know where the hell boner hose is. Ah, here we go.
My mummy bought a toothbrush. It was a lovely pink. And when it looked across at Dad's, I'm sure I saw it wink. That night I had a funny dream while fast asleep in bed. Two toothbrushes were holding hands, and this is what they said. You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Have we met somewhere before? You're a pink toothbrush, and I think toothbrush that we met by the bathroom door. Glad to meet toothbrush, such a sweet toothbrush. How you thrill me through and through. Don't be hard toothbrush on a soft toothbrush, 'cause I can't help loving you. Every time I hear you whistle, it makes my nylon bristle. You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Won't you marry me in haste? I'll be true toothbrush, just to you toothbrush, when we both use the same toothpaste. Thank you. every time I hear you whistle. It makes my nylon bristle. You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Won't you marry me in hay? I'll be true toothbrush, just to you toothbrush. When we both use the same toothpaste.
Your book rolled double there.
Brought a tear to my eye, that song.
Yeah, Ford sent that after I did a story about a guy with the largest toothbrush collection. Get around to playing it, so there it is. What else we got here? Oh, yeah, that P. Diddy guy. What's with these rappers, man, and all the sex crimes, man?
Oh, what'd P. Diddy do?
I don't know. They busted two of his mansions, saying sex crimes, dude.
Okay, all right.
You'd think, like, after the first guy gets pinched for the sex crimes, the other guys would go, you know, might be a good idea if we quit doing sex crimes over here, you know?
Uh-huh. This is not easy to quit that.
It's like eating potato chips, I reckon.
Yeah, that's right.
All righty. Oh, man. I've been watching all that yard porn all winter, you know. The guys clearing the walks and cutting grass and whatnot, you know.
Yeah.
And so I finally got out there Friday, cut my own grass, man. It was great. God, I'm so into it, man. I did the whole back in one thing. I didn't take a break or nothing. I just did the whole thing. So
nice. There you go.
Yeah. And had to, like, break the mower down a little bit to get her started, you know, the first start of the summer.
Uh-huh.
Booyah. Got the weed whacker out. Did the fence. It was cool, man. It's my own yard porn.
There you go. Now, was it such a great experience because it was, like, finally nice weather?
Yeah.
You think you're going to get a high from it all summer long?
Well, I hope so. It felt really good, man.
Okay. All right. Good, good. I like it. Okay.
Wendy says they're getting snow this week. Yeah.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, we got some rain in the next, like they said, it's just going to rain for a couple of days here. That's why I was glad I got them. Grass cut because it's already looking shaggy again. You know how once you cut
already?
It starts
okay.
Going. So, anyways, oh yeah, and then my flowers are out there. The tulips and the daffodils and the hyacinth bloom, and then the tulips didn't bloom yet. And I thought that maybe the groundhog had ate the tulips buds, but they just haven't opened up yet.
Okay.
But I'm wondering, is there something you could plant in your garden that a groundhog would want to eat that'll kill him? You know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's why they won't touch daffodils, because I guess those are not good to eat. But I'm not sure about tulips, so I got to keep an eye on that. Anyway, wouldn't that be cool if there was,
feed him a little poison.
Bane or something, you could,
there you go.
Groundhog Bane.
You little bastards.
Oh, Al says, time to get that puppy. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I did the 5,000 steps Thursday and today. The whole five.
All right, good, man.
Worked up to my level, which is nice. That's feeling good. I guess that's why I felt good to mow, you know, like I was already get some activity going. Break off this winter yoke of.
Yep, yep. You got that right.
You know, blah.
I got to get out and trim the branches on my trees.
I don't got no trees. I don't do trees, man.
Yeah. I don't do grass. I hired a cat for that one.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not easy, man. My lawn is like, geez. I think there was smoother ground in World War I. Trench warfare, man. Thing is like, blah. But, you know, good exercise. Good exercise.
Yeah. You're feeling good. Feeling good about it.
She says she's working back up to 20,000. Yike!
Oh, good guy. Rock on.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a lot. That's, man, 20,000. How do you even have time for that in the day? Crazy. Well, you want to do another Ford quickie?
Yeah, sure. Hey, quickie on us.
All right. This is from the holidays. We played this one. It's a goodie. All right. Ford quickie. Stunning beauty.
That she is. That she is.
Well, thank you. She's sending amazing vibes. Pardon my ice, but you got to, you know, you drink a Don Hollinger in a glass. You don't use plasticware.
That's a lot of class, drinking Don Hollinger's.
Oh,
bringing class to Possum Hour.
Classy booze, dude.
I have a tuxedo, man, like James Bond drinking it.
Yeah, it's no pants, but a tuxedo. So Apple Cheeks does 20,000 steps. That's 10 miles. I do 5,000, which is only 2.5 miles.
Oh, you slacker.
I know, but, man, I came in today, I was like, geez, I plopped down in my chair. I couldn't get up, man, for a while. It's like, geez. But, I did eventually. And then the thing is, once you do get up, then you got all kind of energy all of a sudden. At least that happens.
I wouldn't mind doing steps, but I got
to
have a big fat cigar with it, and that kind of defeats the purpose a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, but you know, you're not inhaling, crying out loud.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not counting the steps I walk all day, no. That's just in my walk. On my designated walking time, if you will. But, yeah, man, I was I was beat today. I was beat for a while. Sit there in front of my color television set, get my remote control for a while. No, and then I took, and I was thinking about eating something, you know.
Yeah.
We got Cane's chicken. You got those out there?
Cane's chicken? Raising Cane? One just opened up around here. Raising Cane.
I think it's Raising Cane. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, one just opened up around here. Yeah.
It's been there for years, so I was like, I've never tried their chicken, man. So I'm like, yeah, go down there. There's a couple chicken things there. That's good shit, man.
My brother told me about it.
That was good shit.
Yeah.
I like
it
a lot.
Try it.
Just chicken fingers and fries. Went off with my potatoes, man. It's no good. trying to get off the potatoes, man. You know what I mean? Potatoes. Potatoes. All right. I guess it's time to spin the wheel.
Spin that wheel.
You can spin. You can be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Yay!
Hey. All right.
There you go. It gets a yay. Nice giddy. Oh, because it's only a minute and 50 seconds.
All right. We've been spared.
That's the savings along to you. You know, in this inflationary society where we... Actually, inflation's good. It's just that the prices are up where they inflated to. They ain't coming down. You know what I mean?
Help
it's expensive
there.
Go to grocery store and whatnot there. Auto repairs went up. Holy shit. It has nothing to do with this. Three minutes and get back.
Just a little bit of doom. Just reporting the doom.
The Pirates have a guy who's rocking a hell of a mullet. He's like an Asian American, I think Japanese descent, maybe.
Yeah.
He's born here and everything, and he's got that real fine black hair, you know, real straight.
Yeah.
He's got this long-ass mullet going up the back. So this is Jace Davey Mullet Shake, right here on Potomar. Thank you, Mr. Prefect.
Sausage are playing on drugs.
You shake it, shake your mullet.
It's all business in the front, but there's a party in the back. When I mullet shake, it gives all the girls a heart attack. Do the mullet shake, do the mullet shake, do the mullet shake, do the mullet shake. It's all business in the front, but there's a party in the back. When I mullet shake, it gives all the girls a heart attack. Do the mullet shake, do the mullet shake, do the mullet shake, do the mullet shake.
I'm the CEO of mullet. Do not touch it, do not pull it. Unless you wanna eat a bullet, you can taste it in your gullet. Everybody stop and stare, they be watching me. I just do the mullet shake to shake these haters off of me.
White boy swag, but my mullet it be leaking like a shark up in the deep end. How I got these women shrieking.
My mullet sick, gnarly rad. Don't tell me I already know. No ocean, but I got the flow.
I want one too.
Then let it grow.
It's all business in the front, but there's
a party in the back. When I mullet shake, it gives all the girls a heart attack.
Do the mullet shake, mullet. Do the mullet shake, mullet. Do the mullet shake, do the mullet shake. It's all business in the front, but there's a party in the back. When I mullet shake, it gives all the girls a heart attack. Do the mullet shake, mullet.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
McDonald's French fries.
Those beavers are big, aren't they? Oh, boy.
Big beavers. All righty. Yeah, Ford had been sick for a while there, GT. I got to stir my Don Hollinger. Threw it together during the... That lovely 3 minutes.
Stirred, not shaken. See that?
Stirred, not shaken. I even got a glass stirring thing. Stirring.
Okay.
I have a swizzle stick.
Okay.
Swizzle stick. I actually have a swizzle stick collection on the bar. Believe it or not.
All part of the museum.
Yeah, well, that was Granddad's, man. He collected them from all the bars in New York. So there's all these, a lot of them have the name of the bar, some bar, you know.
Okay.
Kit Kat Club.
Closed.
That kind of, oh, yeah, I'm sure, probably. I should go through and see which ones.
Probably some speakeasies.
No, I don't think he wasn't there in a prohibition.
Oh, okay.
He moved there probably. Might have been Prohibition when he moved there. Now I think about it. It was in the late 20s. Anyhow, he wanted to be a Broadway actor.
Yeah.
That's what led him to New York. And the grandmother visited New York and saw... what's his head? The great orchestra guy there. His name's flying out of my head. Rhapsody in Blue. That guy. Gershwin.
Gershwin? Yeah. George?
He saw George Gershwin perform, and she said, "I got to be in New York. That's where it's happening." He was a musician. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know what got me on that tangent. It's time for the headlines. What do we got? Let's see. Oh, they had an auction for the supposed wooden plank door that was in the Titanic that for some reason the galley couldn't move over and let dude ride to, and he froze in the drink. Anyways, it went for 718,750 bones, man.
Jesus Christ.
Just a hunk of tiki wood. I think it's a tiki or...
It's probably warped being in that tank.
It's a balsa wood. It's balsa wood.
There you go.
So it's like, it's fake anyway, to begin with. Anyhow, good luck with that. It looks like a piece of shit. I mean, fuck, junk. I would just spend that kind of dope, right? You got nothing else to spend it on, man.
Uh-huh. How about that diamond you throw in the drink? Why not buy that one? How much is that going for?
Which one?
A diamond the old lady throw in the drink.
Oh, yeah, the diamond.
I forgot
about the
diamond.
Yeah,
her poor daughter. She has a daughter, grandchildren, and she's throwing that fucker in the new drink.
Yeah.
Instead of giving it
to
the
kids.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
I'd throw her over. Goodbye, Granny. Fuck you.
All right. I don't know if this is horse shit, but it looks like a reputable website. Anyhow.
Okay.
Called Upworthy. And they say that a student accidentally created a rechargeable battery that could last 400 years.
Oh. Okay. Accidentally, you say?
Yeah, this is a big mamu. I'm not... you started to cycle these gel capacitors, and that's when they got the surprise.
Uh-huh.
So the thing's been cycling 10,000 cycles, and it's still going. It's been cycling for 30,000 cycles. And it's been going a month. So,
okay. Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of discovery we need, because those electric cars are problematic, man.
Uh-huh. Got to get them up and running.
Yeah, and the batteries they got now weigh a ton.
Uh-huh.
And they're bad for the environment and whatnot. And the precious metals got to come from crazy places like Afghanistan and whatnot.
Well, I'm sure they'll come up with something.
So this thing,
I still like the idea of the rechargers out in the roads itself, where you're charging up the battery as you're driving.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah, catch on fire too, Reverend Wendy says. Yeah, there's. They're still working the bugs out on that day.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Oh, and by the way, it's not East Timor. The United States, Liberia, and Myanmar are the three countries on the planet that don't use the metric system.
What's the other one? Myanmar. What the fuck is that?
Myanmar.
Okay.
Myanmar.
Wow.
That's formerly something else, I think.
Uh-huh.
Look it up here. Well, that's the link to the show. Here. Myanmar. Myanmar. I think it's Myanmar. Somewhere out there in Pacific, I think. All right, let's see here.
Oh, good. Good, we're not the only
country,
one.
It's a country in Asia. It used to be Burma.
Oh, okay. Burma shade.
Yeah. So there you go, Myanmar province is formerly Burma.
Right.
So you got the United States, Liberia, and Burma. That's it.
Burma. Right? Wasn't that a Mighty Python thing where he yelled Burma?
Yeah, I don't know why they were yelling Burma. I don't remember, but they'd yell Burma.
There was just no reason for it. Please do.
Oh, okay.
What? So, because I panicked. I just said Burma. The guy Cleese laughing anyway.
Nice. I got some animal world news.
Oh, they ain't on it.
An ostrich escaped from a zoo in South Korea and ran through traffic. That was kind of fun. A male ostrich. This is a sad story, though. A male ostrich named Tadori. His mate had passed away, and he was, like, funking out and escaped. And go on a run. So, I mean, they've been together since they were chicks, they said, in 2020. Good luck to Tatsuni. Hope Tatsuni gets over the loss. That'll die. Let's see. Oregon. They spotted a wolverine in somewhere in Oregon there. And the thing is, there's no wolverine supposed to be in Oregon. They were...
Weren't they always loose in Whitehall? Didn't you have problems with that before?
Well, we did have that one wolverine that was loose, yeah.
Yeah.
And I found his tracks in my
there
backyard.
Either, right? Yeah.
Pardon? Yeah, there's
belong
no
there either, right?
No. That was some guy's exotic pet.
Oh, okay. Look at people.
Because they had... He had a big boa constrictor. They caught that. I don't know if they ever... I never heard if they caught the wolverine. So,
I hope these people get charged with something when their wild animals get away.
Well, I think that guy was a drug dealer. So, he had bigger...
Okay.
bigger problems. Yeah. So, all right. An Araya bird, that's almost an emu, right?
Yeah.
Araya bird was spotted running loose in England. It's been on the run for months, though. They can't catch this guy. He's got about 40 acres. They've tried a couple times, and he bolts at the last minute and laughs at him. So.
Well, they got to get some dynamite from Acme Dynamite Company.
No, even that won't work, man.
Okay.
All right. In Netherlands, got some problems here. Now, I don't even know why you'd have these things in a zoo. They had 9 raccoons in the zoo, and they escaped. They're fucked. They're going to be overrun by raccoons in no time.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And it's an invasive species. Oh, man. Zoos are dumb, I think. I hate to say that, but I think zoos are dumb.
It's the raccoon owns that zoo now. Those raccoons.
Well, they're going to be all over the Netherlands, man. You won't be able to be tripping over raccoons in no time over here.
Nasty bastards.
Oh, they have thumbs. They do have thumbs, Reverend Wendy.
Sure.
They're mean little mothers. I don't want to mess with them. I trapped one a couple summers ago.
I
told you that. He was not happy. He was not happy. I'm afraid he'd turn around.
Didn't he flip you the bird?
Oh, man, he cussed me out. He was like, The possum was cool, but the raccoon, not so much. All right, a 5-legged lamb, if you like a leg of lamb, gets a new home.
Okay.
Mississippi woman who takes rescue animals. Welcome the 5-legged lamb. Named Spider Lamb. Aww. Cute little lamb. Got a little extra appendage there. So what? You know, nobody's perfect, right?
Where's that fifth leg?
It's like in the front, between the front two.
Okay.
So, he's a cute little guy. Let's see, King Arthur the Alligator. I don't understand. They never explain in this article. This is like a South Carolina golf course, and this alligator, like, lives there, and they're cool with it. This 11-foot alligator. It's like, dude, it's a you got an alligator.
That's part of the danger. It's part of the trap. Keep your ball out of that swamp.
So anyway, this 11-foot alligator got a tomato trestle, you know, one of those frames, tomato frame you grow the tomatoes on. Got it stuck over his head. They said it was probably in a tunnel or something, and he went in the tunnel and got a tomato cage stuck on his head. So they had to get the tomato cage off his head. And he's okay now. But before, with the tomato cage, not so much. So.
Imagine having King that Arthur. Job.
Yeah, man. I guess he's cool. You know, I guess he's a cool
part of it.
Just a gator.
Doctor's pal.
Now, this one lady in England, she rescued in Cheshire, England. She rescued what she thought was an abandoned baby hedgehog. So she rushed it to the local animal hospital. And they informed her that the hedgehog was actually a pom-pom from a beanie hat. So that's probably why it wasn't eating, you know?
Wow. Okay.
That was a memorable day at the old veterinary there.
Oh, I love it.
Well, she took him to the Lower Moss Wood Nature Preserve and Wildlife Hospital. Wow, okay.
Uh-huh. Well,
they had a jolly good laugh.
CPR.
Lovely. Did we talk about the sewage heating homes in
No. I don't think so.
In Canada?
Oh, no.
In Vancouver, they're starting this harnessing the heat from wastewater. Because, you know, you take a steamer, I guess that heat stays in there. And figuring out a way to warm homes with poop.
Okay, all right. Whatever works.
Heat in water is relatively easy to harness once it's in the sewage system because it's contained and no any heat recovered isn't going to smell, it says.
That was my
next
question.
Okay, that makes sense. Heat in the air escapes quickly, but in the water it's going to be there.
Okay.
That's very cool. So,
heating homes, nice.
Americans flush an estimated 350 watts or something of energy down the drain each year. And this deal here is going to provide 20 whatever units of heat annually. So that's a good idea, man.
Yeah, what the hell?
You know, using the poop.
Huh?
Okay.
Save the environment.
Oh. Yeah. Save the world. Save the planet.
There you go. Make your poop work for you.
Yeah. Make your poop work for you. All right. We got world records, man. The city of Kyle, Texas, announced it's making another attempt at breaking the world record for the largest same-name gathering with the official gathering of the Kyles. So, they attracted 1,400 people to the last one. The current record for the same name. What's that?
Do they all have to be from Kyle? Or can they be from anywhere?
No, they could be from anywhere. They just got to be named Kyle.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
The largest same name gathering was 2,300 people named Ivan in Bosnia-Herzegovina. So, good luck to them. I hope they can... Tiles together there.
Over tiles.
Get away from me. Norton antivirus is the most annoying, stupid thing on a computer, you know? All right. This is very strange. A Chinese man regurgitates a stream of water for nearly 6 minutes for the record.
Wow.
He just kind of upchucked. I guess he's upchucking.
Yeah.
He drinks a bunch of water and then...
Turns into a human hose. All right.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What kind of foul record is that? Sorry.
It doesn't sound healthy.
Neither does this cough, so I'm going to mute myself real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
That's better.
There you go.
All right. Not this one yet. Oh, we ready for this one? Okay. Idaho man. This is a funny one. David Rush. He drank a liter of lemon juice through a straw in a record 13.64 seconds.
Oh, Jesus, the whole liter?
A liter
straw?
Of lemon juice.
Yeah. Oh.
And, of course, he gets a tremendous stomach ache.
Oh.
Actually, in the video, he runs to the sink and pukes a little bit.
I imagine so.
It's very entertaining.
More than a Chinese guy.
But, yeah. Well, good for him, man.
6 seconds? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, good for him, man. So
yeah,
anyway, that's it. Nothing else happened
this
week.
Well, that was enough.
Oh, the ex-pres is selling Bibles. It has the Bible, the New Testament, the Old Testament. It's got the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and four of the Ten Commandments. So there you go.
And I'm sure he's read it.
His favorite book.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Here's a goodie. man.
Not a finger!
That was a beauty. Sonny Stitt.
I love that guy. Which one was that?
There Will Never Be Another You.
There you go.
Very appropriate.
Great sax player.
Yeah. That was some good stuff. That song was World According to Garp. They played that song
A
lot. Prettiest one probably is Nat King Cole singing it. It's a beauty. It's a beaut. One of my faves, actually.
Yeah. He got me to move for Garp now.
I know, I haven't seen that in a million years. GT's
great
taking
novel,
off.
Man. Great book.
Take care, GT.
Hi,
yeah,
GTO.
I read
see you later.
That was one of the few books I've read. My illiterate career. That was a good one, man. Wild book.
Then yeah. afterwards, I read his newer one at that time, Hotel New Hampshire, which was...
Read that one, too.
Yeah, which is a bit of a clusterfuck, you know? He was trying to get that Garp, you know, feeling back, you know, with all the different... It was too much.
They were trying to outwacky each other.
Yeah.
But what pissed me off about that one was they killed off half the characters in, like, the third chapter or whatever.
Yeah, it was major like, plane crash.
Yeah, like, I thought, I liked those guys. What? Oh, man.
Hope floats.
And that was the one where the dad would say, Jesus God.
Yeah.
Jesus God.
And the youngest kid was called Egg.
Egg, yeah. Yeah.
They kept saying the big line was keep passing the open windows, meaning don't commit suicide.
And Hope Floats.
Hope Floats.
I read the Cider House Rules as well.
I bought that, never read it. Yeah.
Man. If there was ever a pro-choice manifesto, that's it. When you read that, boy, some of the details are a little gnarly.
No shit.
Because a guy in the movie, he was Michael Caine in the orphanage where he'd do abortions on the side.
Okay.
Anyhow.
In World According to Garp, he got into detail when Garp's wife was giving a blowjob to that young kid. And Garp goes driving up the driveway with his lights out and hit him.
They kind of skipped over that in the movie, you know?
Oh, yeah. Bit that sucker right off.
She had her jaw wired.
And she described that she thought she bit her tongue off.
Nope.
So he got into detail there, baby. Whoa.
He wanted one more DJ to go. Well, then, that's tragic, too, because the one son dies, doesn't he, in the car?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And then the other one loses his eye because he falls on the gear shift.
Yeah.
Wow. Wendy says that's how you get kids to read. I guess, yeah. Good book, man. He was a good writer. Still
he was a very good writer.
Is he still around?
No. He recently died, I think. I think he died in 2017 to 2016, something like that. I have to look it up. John Irving.
Yeah, I've got one on the shelf I've never read, and I think I have an early one or two of his that I haven't read.
Okay.
I need to start reading.
I gotta get my eyes back.
Quit reading comic books and read real books. Real books, man. Nourish my intellect a little bit.
There you go.
Over here. All righty.
John Irvin. John Irvin's still alive.
Okay. Yeah.
He's 82.
I don't think he's put out a book in a while.
I don't know, man.
But, Okay, well, according to the rules of tonight's show, everything was suggested by our pal Ford Prefect at one time or another. Play on the possible, well, not necessarily to play on this show. Anyhow, he actually had suggested a yodel.
Oh, okay.
So this is it.
Yodel.
Here we go.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
It's yodeling time!
Monster, and he lives down in the loch in the north of Bonnie, Scotland, Inverness. And though I read about him in the papers every day, I don't know what he's like, I must confess. Only a oh, hey, why lay. Come from far and near to try and catch a glimpse of him. They've waited half the year, but when the moon is shining o'er the loch, then you can hear the monster yodel his song all the day. Oh, hey, oh. Between a fish and alligator, so I'm told. His mouth is like the entrance to a cave. But if you try to catch him just to ask his pedigree, he simply disappears beneath the waves. Only a bloody O-A-O-I lay. Like a little bird that flies from tree to tree, he isn't like a fish with scales that swims down in the sea. He's just a happy creature, just the same as you or me. So let him yodel along. Only a
covers everything.
Beauty, beauty.
I miss that boy.
Oh, yeah.
He was 10 years older than us.
Yeah, I know he was pretty much up there.
Born in 1950.
Okay.
So, a decent run, but cut short, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss him.
We all will.
Mm-hmm. Good Don Hollinger. But tonight, we're all drinking Gargle Blasters.
Gargle Blasters, baby.
Yeah. Insert your own person. That's about it, man. Kind of maudlin. Sorry for the down tone, but hard to get chipper when you're dealing with a mate that's gone. Man, too many of my mates is leaving this life.
Yeah.
My God.
Well, we're at that age, baby.
I know it. Within 1 year, I lost the Pope, I lost two Anna Mikey, I lost four Prefect.
Yeah.
These are all important people in the supply chain of my funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really missed the Pope. I used to talk to him every Sunday, right, for the last 10 years.
Yeah,
I'd always try out material for the show on him. You know, think of a joke or something, or I'd get a joke. Come up with one while I was talking to him.
Oh, the Pope.
Yeah, Wendy. Yeah, the Pope. Wait, man. We couldn't be more diametrically opposed politically. We talked once a week. Well, Wendy knows that. Once a week for like 20 years, man. We consoled each other over our recent peccadilloes and their failures. He actually had a Curb Your Enthusiasm. Speaking of which, Curb Your Enthusiasm, I got one more episode left.
Yeah.
I love that show. I'm going to miss that.
You
That's
get
like
HBO
pal-
or you got the debt? What's the story?
I found...
Oh, okay.
TV site, I got to keep clicking the antivirus thing when I'm watching
okay.
it. Yeah, it's not cool, but man, what the hell,
okay.
man? It's for Larry.
Whatever
it
was.
Larry. But yeah, he had a Larry David. He was talking to this gal online. I think she was from California, right? He lived in Western PA. And from one thing led to another. She's up at the lake house, you know.
Oh.
She was a scotch drinker, so he asked me if I had any recommendations, and he didn't use any of my recommendations. He bought this Lafroy, which is like, whoa, you know, heavy-duty single malt shit.
Okay.
And she liked it, but he says, she asked me if I was MAGA. I go, what'd you say? He said, yeah. I said, yes, I guess so. And she said she was woke and she didn't have nothing to do with it. So, same thing
well,
happened
like
to Larry.
Larry it's like Larry David putting a hat on whenever he wants to get people away from him.
Yeah, Wendy, the Cheryl Hines is married to RFK Jr. Isn't that weird?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's some weird shit.
Yeah. She's a sweetheart.
Oh, golly, yes. She's a cute cutie. Anyhow, she was in the episode last one I watched. Yeah, Applecheek says she just found out Larry was in a show called Fridays with Michael Richards. Yes, I used to watch that every Friday.
Oh, yeah.
That was the anti-Saturday Night Live.
I tried watching it on stream. It really wasn't funny.
Oh, no. But no. It was something, you know, they'd talk about pot and stuff.
Yeah.
Late at night.
It's when Larry had that weird hair.
Yeah, and they'd do the Three Stooges sketches, and he'd do Larry.
He's always Larry, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. All right, well, thanks everybody for coming.
Yes, thank you, Possums.
Friday night's on ABC, after the news.
You get that message I sent you?
No.
Oh, okay.
On Facebook?
Yeah, no, just on your Gymcrat there.
My jib crack's in the other room.
Oh, okay. I just thought of an ending song. Maybe you have it already.
What's that?
You said, Ford, so long and thanks for the fish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just thought of it during the show, man. I wish I thought of it earlier.
I don't know.
You might have it on there.
No. Oh, well. Gargle Blasters.
Gargle Blasters. There you go.
This actually is a tasty Don Hollander I'm having.
You're hooked.
Well, thanks everybody for coming again. Dr. Cake.
Thank you, Possum.
Apple Cheeks. The lovely Reverend Wendy. And GTO is here and tuning in. Fleet Admiral.
Yes. Hello, Fleet Admiral.
Tuning in from the stars above. Good old pal.
Yep.
Ward. Carry on, man. Gargle Blaster.
Gargle Blaster.
All right, man. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
All righty. And... Well, where's the transport? And... Energize!
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of the sun, beside a garden wall when stars are bright. You are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew, though I dream in vain. In my heart it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love. Refrain. Melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Ooh, that was on the money.
Ooh. Yeah, perfect.
Tommy!
Was that Willie Nelson's version, or what was that with the whistle?
That was the original.
The original
Hoagie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Who?
The original Hoagie.
Oh, okay.
I'd forgotten that Willie did that, too.
I was going to post that when I was looking for one to put on Gumby Loves Jazz, but I figured I'll go with Artie.
Yeah. Oh, the Artie's the classic.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll never forget hearing that live. Man, I was right in the front row.
Yeah.
Dude, God, dude.
I would have loved it, Quartet.
Oh, my God. That orchestra downtown. Well, that wasn't the downtown. It wasn't the Columbus Jazz Orchestra. That was the Artie Shaw, fucking Artie Shaw band.
Yep.
Boom.
Nice.
That was huge.
Left a good memory with you.
It sure did. But that's the original. That's my favorite, the original Hoagie.
Yeah.
He wrote it.
Uh-huh. He was the man.
He was the man. I love Hoagie Carmichael.
Oh, you got it.
I know that. The American
Cricket.
People.
Cricket.
All right, man. Well, kind of a the downer episode, I guess, you know.
It wasn't that much of a downer.
Nah.
Good stuff. Good place to
get all Sammy Maudlin. Hey, well, you want to do it again next week?
It sounds good to me.
Hey, send more things. That was my Simon Bar Sinister. It's also
good.
Lionel Barrymore. Underdog. Bailey Building Loan. You know, it works both ways.
I like it.
All right, until next week.
Sounds good.
What do I got for Ford here? Let's see. All right, something different. Good night, Ford, wherever you are.
Good night, Ford.
Fucking awesome, man.
I like it.
Stay tuned for some exciting scenes from our next week's episode.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.